Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Dr. A is out traveling around working on his mission to get America healthy. I'm here in studio with you, and we are going to have a great show. Stay tuned for the next hour, and let us help you get on the path to permanent weight control, and we'll help you create a healthier, longer life. I'm so excited and looking forward to today's show as we discuss creating optimal health. On the show today, we'll be also joined by certified health coach Jill Grieber, certified personal coach, professional coach from Sarasota, Florida, who has an amazing story herself, has become a coach helping people get and create health. Jill will be in the house, and you won't want to miss that. She's a real powerhouse, full of energy, and you'll really benefit by sticking around and hearing what Jill and I talk about this afternoon. In the last couple of shows, we've been talking with Dr. A about this Habits of Health lifestyle program, and it's really pretty simple. It's a path to a longer, healthier life. And when you start thinking about creating optimal health, you know, it's really kind of a journey. You know, our whole life is about living life to the fullest and taking everything that life has to offer and make the best of it. Well, we get to create the life that we choose as it relates to health. And optimal health is really a journey that can be taken one step, one habit, one daily choice at a time. And we've been talking about the six simple steps on this path, on this journey to creating a longer, healthier life. And it starts by preparing for the journey. And if you're going to take a vacation this summer and drive across country and go to Disney World, you're going to probably take a look at, you know, is my car in good shape? Do I have enough tread on the tires, or do I need to get new tires before I hit the road? Obviously, I want to try to get an oil change, make sure that my car is operating in tip-top shape. I'm going to take a look at the map, and I'm going to say, you know, we're going to cover so many miles each day, and we're going to be stopping in Phoenix and in Dallas, and I want to make sure that we have hotel accommodation, so I'll go on Priceline or Expedia and make a hotel reservation. I'm going to really map out the steps, the road map. I'm going to use my GPS. I'm going to make sure that I know the directions. And when I finally get there, I'm going to just enjoy all that Disney World has to offer. Well, that's exactly what we're doing here on the Habits of Health Talk Radio, is helping you really map out what you want your life to look like. So, and in the initial step of creating health, it's about preparing for that journey. And this show is all about preparing you for the journey of creating. And I did say creating. You get to create a healthier, longer life. And it starts by helping you reach a healthy weight. And we've been talking about that over the last couple of weeks. So we're not going to go into the nuts and bolts of, you know, how to lose weight, because this isn't really a diet. This is a lifestyle change that helps move you from where you are today, your current reality, to where you want to be in terms of a thriving, more physically active, a life where you get to participate in activities rather than just standing by and watching. So once we reach a healthy weight, then we're going to learn how to transition to eating the right kinds of foods for the rest of our life. More of the whole foods, more fruits and vegetables, more whole grains, reducing animal fats, making sure that we're eating all of the right kinds of foods in order to mix and match all the nutrients that we need. And as we stabilize our weight and learn that, okay, now we've mastered how to keep the weight off, let's work on incorporating longer and healthier habits, like learning how to sleep, learning how to become more physically active, being involved in activities to really reach a fulfillment in our life, And as we begin to optimize our health for our age by becoming more physically fit and learning how to incorporate all these great habits, we get to create a longer, healthier life. And during the first part of our show today, I want to talk a little bit about what it is we're trying to create. You know, we obviously, you know, if you could choose a life of optimal health, would you choose it? And I think the answer to that is yes. I think everyone wants to live a healthier life. But very few of us really think about that in terms of what can we do every day that can move our life forward. And you may need to really be honest with yourself and take a good look at where we are today as it relates to our health. You might have to step on a scale. You might have to go to a body mass index chart. A great tool for you to use is Dr. A's Habits of Health Quiz, which will take you through a whole assessment to evaluate how healthy you are. And as you begin to look at just where you stand, you may have even gone to the doctor and the doctor's put you on more and more medications and recommending that you lose weight and begin to exercise and begin to create health. Wherever you are in your current journey, just knowing the starting point of where you're at is critical. You know, a lot of us, you know, I can be honest with you. I weighed 80 pounds more than I do today. I'm only 5'2". I weighed 215 pounds. And if you can only imagine what that looks like. And it's not comfortable. I didn't feel good about myself. I certainly wasn't eating right and incorporating great habits. And I was getting sicker and sicker as I kept getting older and older. And I was actually creating a life full of disease that really was not a healthy lifestyle. And so as we start talking about creating a longer, healthier life, I had to really take a good look at where I was at. And what were the things I was doing every day that was creating the habit of disease? And I could tell you one habit that I got into. I spent a lot of years in the restaurant business. And one of the habits that I had was that when I was out on the road, I would go through the drive-through and I would eat just about anything I wanted. And as I did that, I created this really, really bad habit. So evaluating what choices am I making today that's really causing me to have these habits of disease. More importantly, though, it's allowing you an opportunity to sit back and imagine what would your life look like if you had a healthier, more thriving life? You know, would you play tennis more? Would you go out and play golf with the guys? Would you get out and throw the ball around with the kids and grandkids? What would you do if you were completely healthy? And that's really what I want you to think about today is what is it you want your life to look like? And while reaching optimal health is the fundamental goal that you have, I want to focus a little bit on looking at what our primary choices are in terms of what are the specific things that we actually want to do in order to create a healthier life. Dr. Anderson in the Habits of Health, if you haven't had a chance to get the book, make sure you go to our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. On the front of the website, you'll see Dr. A's picture. Click on that link, and it'll take you to a site where you can actually get a copy of Dr. A's book. It's an amazing text that will teach you and educate you on the things you need to do to move your life forward. And I want to talk about what he wrote in this chapter, Chapter 4, which is about creating and incorporating better daily choices. And as we start talking about the primary choices in order to reach a healthy weight and become optimally healthy, here are a couple of things that he wrote. For those of you that are actually following the book, it's page 30. And so the foundation of really living a life of optimal health is healthy eating and including, you know, obviously getting the right kinds of phytonutrients. It's reaching a healthy weight, and that does involve losing weight, getting into the fat-burning state, losing weight, and reaching a goal where your body mass index is below 25. Another primary goal or a foundation of health is creating a more active lifestyle. And this could include walking. This could be riding a bike, taking the stairs, going to the gym, becoming more physically active, playing tennis. Another foundation of health is recuperative sleep and making sure that you get enough sleep at night. And not just the light sleeping, the dream state. We're talking about real recuperative sleep, where your body does get to reset itself so that you can get through the next day. The fundamental foundation of health is relaxing and reducing stress. Incorporating a microenvironment of health. Is the environment that you live in a healthy environment? Are the things that you're doing every day, social activities, creating more of a sense of purpose for you? Are they limiting stress? Are they moving your life in a way that says, I have a life on purpose? And at the end of that, foundations of health also include creating a support system to reinforce your new lifestyle. So now that we've talked about where we are today and what are the things that we want to do every day in order to create a life of optimal health, the next step is really sitting down and identifying what are the specific steps that you're going to need to take to move your life forward. And it could be simple, like getting your house in order, having the right kinds of healthy foods available, learning how to eat every 3 hours, practicing and incorporating portion control in our day-to-day eating habits, drinking 10 glasses of water each day, walking 1.5 miles each day, sleeping 8 hours every night. These are specific steps that will move your life from a life of unhealthy choices to a life of creating optimal health. And I would encourage you, if you're listening to the show today, and you have an opportunity to visit the website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. It is full of information to help you learn how to create these secondary choices, the specific steps that will move your life in a more positive direction so that you can actually achieve your primary goal, your fundamental goal to really make optimal health a priority in your life. If this is your first time to the show today, welcome. We're going to have a great show. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll be joined by Jill Grieber, a certified professional coach and certified health coach from Sarasota, Florida, who lost 30 pounds in a 6-week period of time, incorporating the Habits of Health lifestyle system. You're not going to want to miss this powerhouse, this little package of dynamite. Jill Grieber, stick around, stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and I'd like you to invite you to visit our website. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com, and I want you to take Dr. A's health quiz. This is a great way for you to evaluate just how healthy you are. And if you wouldn't mind, at the end of taking that quiz, if you'd send me an email here at Habits of Health Talk Radio at health@hohtalk.com. That's health@hohtalk.com. I'd love to know what your score is and do anything I can to help you get connected with a certified health coach that will begin to move you in a life and help you create a life of optimal health. You can also reach us after the show at 401-388-0778. I'd like you to meet a very special friend of mine. Her name is Jill Grieber from Sarasota, Florida. She lost 30 pounds in about a six-week period of time. She's become a certified coach. She is an amazing powerhouse. I'm always excited to talk to you, Jill. You have more energy than anybody that I've ever met. Jill, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Russ. That's so sweet of you. And actually, ever since, you've only known me since I've lost that weight and I've been living the habits of health. And truthfully, I had energy before, but my energy has not stopped since I lost that weight and I've been on this program.
I think you give the Energizer Bunny a run for his money.
That's the plan.
There you go. Jill, if you wouldn't mind kind of telling everybody that's listening to the show a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your personal story and how you came to incorporate the Habits of Health system in your life.
Okay. Let's see. It was over 3 years ago when I was introduced to this fantastic program. So before then, I have been a wellness coach and a corporate coach. So I've been coaching for a very long time. And so the wellness part of it was always important because my business partner is a chiropractor, Dr. Christina Winsey, who you've had on the show before.
You bet.
And yeah. And so we were always in wellness helping people create health, but we didn't have all of the pieces. And Dr. Chris found the Habits of Health system and basically tricked me into doing the program because I struggled for over 2.5 years to try to lose weight. She had been doing a lot of weight management and helping a lot of her patients, because she's a chiropractor, lose weight with different types of modalities. And she found this program because we have a corporate wellness company. We wanted to help corporate America get healthy. And this,
you bet.
Yeah, and this was before all of the healthcare crisis and all the things that happened when she found the program. It was right at the beginning, right before it all started to fall apart. And we really thought we could make a big difference for corporate America.
Sure.
And, yeah, and they didn't know how to help people get healthy. They just, you know, like a doctor would say, you know, get off of, stop eating sugar and fat and you'll lose weight. And we know that doesn't really work. So she tricked me because I had struggled for so long to lose weight and I had given up. I was going to be fat. And even though it didn't look good owning a wellness company to be fat, I struggled. I did every diet, every shot, every, you name it, I did it, from paying to gain weight to acupuncture to mesotherapy to, I won't name any names, but all of the ones that are out there that everybody knows.
So you've really, over the last, during that two and a half year period of time, just about tried everything on the market.
Yes. Every book, I spent a lot of money, a huge amount of money to not lose weight. And I had given up, and Chris knew that, and she found the program. She introduced me to Dr. Anderson, who I talked to, and I'll admit that I probably wasn't as pleasant as I am now because he's become a fantastic friend and mentor
sure.
to me. And but at the time, I just didn't really believe. And, you know, when you've tried everything, that you get frustrated. And so I went on the program. Chris gave me the program. She promptly left for New York for vacation with her family and said, here, this is how you do it. This is what you're going to do. Bye-bye. And this was a week before Thanksgiving in 2007. And by the week after New Year's in 2008, this is about a six-week time frame, I lost 30 pounds.
Wow. Now tell everybody that's listening to the show how vertically challenged you are, because that 30 pounds is pretty significant.
Yeah, I'm 4'10", when I'm stretching.
Right, sure,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and so 30 pounds on me is kind of like 60 pounds on most people.
You bet.
It's a lot of weight. It was more than 8 dress sizes.
Now I didn't bring that up just to pick on you for being short. I'm only five foot two. We're part of the club, but I wanted to, you know, because a lot of people, when I talk about, you know, my story, and I lost 80 pounds over a 18-week period of time, that, you know, it just doesn't register with people how significant that is for somebody our height. And for you to lose 30 pounds that you've struggled with for a long, long time, trying everything so desperately, and to try something again, yet another program that you got tricked into. But what I heard you say, though, is it was something where, you know, got dropped in your lap. Dr. Chris says, look, I'm going to go on vacation, but here's the program. Here's what you do. And I think it's as simple as her just saying, look, you eat every 3 hours. You follow this little handy dandy quick start guide and you're going to lose weight. And you probably didn't believe it at the very beginning, did you?
No, I didn't. I like I said, she got me on the phone for, you know, a 15-minute call with Dr. Anderson. And that was it. I was like, okay.
And how did you know that call was really going to change your life this way? I mean, I think most of us, when we get to meet Dr. A and we intimately get to know his passion for creating the habits of health, not only in his life and in our lives, but also in terms of where we are as a country, that, you know, you hear his passion and energy and you kind of almost don't believe it either until you really begin down this path. And, you know, he often says that it's not about believing. In fact, quite frankly, you don't need to believe that any of this works. It's all about developing those choices that you make and changing your lifestyle. How has the habits of health and getting to know this system changed your life and the life of your coaching clients?
That is such a loaded question, because there's not a piece of my life it has not touched in a positive way. I have been able to, for me personally, my health is better. My health, I'll admit, I'm 52 years old. I really have not had any better test with my blood and everything else since I was in my 40s. You know, amazing. I got life insurance recently, and I got the premium level. So at 52, to get that kind of positive feedback is amazing.
Right. Yeah.
And then... and getting off of medication and not having to go on on blood pressure medication, which my doctor was threatening me, that made a huge difference. And feeling good and looking good, and you know, and I'll just toot my own horn. I don't look my age, and I feel terrific. So in that respect, that's been terrific personally. And then for my clients, it is so exciting to be able to wake up in the morning and get emails and saying, my life has changed. I now can do things I couldn't do. I can tie my shoes. I have a client that got off of over $600 a month medications.
Wow.
I've had clients, just amazing stories where they're now able to do things where they couldn't do before. And not to be dramatic, but literally saving people's lives is better than I've done with any of my other coaching aspects before.
You got into the coaching business, I would imagine, probably to help people.
Yes, I got in originally. I was working with teens in crisis. That's how I first got into coaching. And so I coached families and teens that were in crisis. So it was a big piece for me of really helping people dramatically change their lives for the better.
And you've probably heard just about every situation in the book dealing with teens and what affects them. And you know, I don't know about you, but I've never found anything so rewarding than helping someone change their health and have them really create for the first time in maybe a long time a life that they only thought somebody else could live.
That, and one that they never knew was possible for them.
Sure.
And that's been one of the biggest rewardings. Yeah, all the other coaching I did was rewarding, the corporate coaching, the helping companies turn around, a lot of things like that. But this has another aspect to it that is so much better and so much more rewarding. I love what I do. I'm one of the few blessed people out there, along with my other health coaches that around the country, that we get up in the morning and we're excited about. We don't go to work. We get to work. We get to work with people.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it, because that's kind of how I feel. And what Jill and I are talking about, for those of you that are listening to the show, maybe just dialed in by accident, we're talking about a pretty simple process that Dr. Anderson created about 10 years ago that allows people to begin to move their life forward in a simple process of learning how to eat every 3 hours. And he often asks us all, can you eat every 3 hours? And if the answer is yes, then you can follow the program that Jill and I have been on. Jill, how long have you had your weight off since you actually lost 30 pounds?
Over 3 years, 3 1/4 years or so.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And I just want to add something for what you just said about can you eat every 3 hours. I have people that actually said, no, I can't. And then I show them how easy it is. And they're like,
right.
Well, maybe I can do this. So I really get to change people's ideas about what is possible. I have people that are truck drivers, the long-haul trucks, they think, well, I can't do that. Well, yes, they can. And they're sitting on their, you know what, all day long. And a lot of them have gained a lot of weight, and we're getting to change their lives. We're getting, it doesn't make any difference. I have nurses that are in the OR that they figure out how to just be able to get the quick sip to be able to be alert to an entire operation. All sorts of things that we touch in so many different ways in so many more lives. It's not just the people that are on program that are losing the weight, but the people that they get to touch.
You bet. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with certified health coach Jill Grieber. Stick around. We'll be right back.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann. I'd like to invite you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the very front of the website, there is a little blue star on Dr. A's picture. I want you to click on that link, and it'll take you off to some amazing resources right out of Dr. A's Habits of Health. It's a great book with lots of tools to help move your life forward. It goes through a step-by-step process that helps you create a life of optimal health. Make sure that you tap into that resource. Click on the blue star, and you'll see some of the nuts and bolts that are in the book. It might encourage you to get online and order Dr. A's Habits of Health, along with the workbook and study guide to help you really every day begin to learn how to make better choices in your life. You can also reach us by sending an email, health@hohtalk.com, and you can always contact us after the show, 401-388-0778. Before the break, we had an opportunity. We were talking with certified health coach Jill Grieber, and we were talking a little bit about her personal story and what it's meant to her and how unbelievable this process has been and how simple and easy it is. Jill, I'd like you to explain a little bit about, you know, as a coach, when you get a brand new client that says, Jill, I'm ready to change my life, I'm ready to incorporate the habits of health, what do I do? What are the first few steps that I need to begin this process? Because quite frankly, like you, I don't believe it's going to work for me.
That is such a, I want that client. Please, everybody call that number, and Russ is going to get in contact with another coach that will help you do that.
Right.
To start with is, doing exactly what you just said, ordering the Habits of Health system. It really is the cornerstone why we are so different, why this system is so important in working and how it works, because that, with the addition of the coach, allowing yourself to be coachable, allowing yourself to be teachable, listening to your coach, they only have your best interest at heart. So it's just really starting out with the baby steps of doing the lessons with the coach guiding you to getting to the answers that are going to be helpful for you to do a lifestyle change. We're not a diet. We're not something that's, we're no quick fix. Although the weight does come off really quickly, you have to change those habits, and that does take some time. And the workbook gives you phenomenal tools to be able to create new habits that are going to be life-changing for you. So doing those things and systematically talking with your coach every week, making sure you're being accountable, creating a journal, eating every 3 hours, and really staying true to yourself and to the program and remembering why you're doing it. I really sit down with my clients and I go, what are your goals? Why do you want to do this? And getting clear with them, because the more I know, the more they're willing to share with me about what they want and what they want their futures to look like, the more I can help them and to create that future that they're looking for. Because that's a big piece of why am I doing this? Because if I don't have any why and why I'm doing this, it's really hard to make a change if I really don't care about making a change.
Well, I mean, we've all heard that, you know, diets don't work. I know Dr. Anderson talks a lot about, you know, 85% of people that go on a diet lose weight. Within a couple of years, they've gained their weight back because we as Americans have approached it very simply like a diet and looking for that quick fix. You know, we want to take the magic pill, do that super surgery that's going to help us melt the pounds away, and we won't ever have to think about it the rest of our life. But that couldn't be any further from the truth, could it, Jill?
No. It's very sad, because I do have clients that they did those drastic measures of the different types of surgeries, and they gained that weight back, and now they're doing program, and they're getting better results, longer-term results, and they're kind of frustrated with themselves. And some of them, they beat themselves up going, why didn't I do this in the first place? Because realizing that they didn't do that lifestyle change that's so important, and they didn't have the support and the right kind of support to really make those changes be long-lasting.
Right.
And that's a big piece.
You know, I've been speaking to a couple of clients over the last couple of days, and I don't know about you, and I kind of want to validate this thought, and that is, you know, as you have a brand new client come on board, you know, often we're finding people that are in our age group. And but what I'm finding as I have a client begin the program, as we start talking about why and, you know, how we got this way, most of the conversations in the last few weeks have been centered around not only does my client want to get healthy, but they have a loved one, a daughter or a son who's in their late 20s, early 30s that are morbidly obese and on all sorts of medications in their early 20s and 30s and looking at drastic radical procedures that are not really the solution. And, you know, I think as parents, we feel responsible and many times we are because we didn't teach the things that we needed to know. And so as we move a client using the Habits of Health system, we're able to touch not only our client, but much of their family as well. And I kind of want to, you know, I know you, one of your passions is working with young people and young adults. And are you finding that to be kind of a common thread as well?
Unfortunately, yes. And it does kind of run in families because we didn't know what we didn't know back then, but we know now. And so we couldn't teach our children maybe, or because of all of the ease of the fast food and all of the other things going on and the additional pressures of the world today, which is very different than when we were growing up, that it's just so easy. I was doing this, actually, I had a client that just started, this morning. She was over here last night, and we were going through exactly what you're talking about. And we were really going back. She goes, well, how did this weight show up on my body, and why did it show up? And we were going through it and going back to our childhoods of you weren't in the house during the day. You were out playing. There were so many differences. There wasn't fast food. There wasn't. So when you were actually cooking and doing things, you were actually expending more energy just to cook than you do today. There wasn't a microwave that hurried things up. There wasn't all of these things that have supposedly made our lives easier, but in one way good and another way really not so good. And so finding that consistently. I have this interesting statistic. I was just on a call with some other doctors yesterday. And a statistic that just came out is that one-third of all children that will be born this year will have diabetes because of the food that they eat.
Mm, how sad.
By the time they're 10. I mean, is that... That scares me so bad. It's like you just want to go into the schools and start shaking all of the, you know, nutritionists and the dietitians and going, excuse me, what are you feeding our children? And so it really has to come from us.
Parents, if you're listening to this show today, please take note that this is a statistic that is coming out of research that is happening right now, right today. I see it all up and down. If you go to the mall and you look at kids these days, they are carrying 30, 40, 50, 100 pounds more than their bodies were designed to carry at this stage in their life. And what Jill has been talking about is learning how to not only eat right and develop healthy eating habits, but really being more physically active, getting enough sleep. And at the center of helping someone create a healthier, longer life is getting connected with a health coach. And what's so great about what Jill does and what I do as a health coach, we are absolutely free to a client who begins the journey and starts the 5-in-1 program and begins losing weight following the program. We're absolutely free. And for someone not to take advantage of that resource, if you've got kids or parents or you yourself need help, I would encourage you to really reach out, get connected with a health coach. If you don't have a health coach, you can contact us here at the radio station, 401-388-0778. Go to habitsofhealthtalk.com and visit our website. There's lots of resources that will get you connected. And Jill, I want to make sure that people understand that as a coach, you're not there really to tell them what to do. You're really only there to guide them and mentor them and really help them learn how to take personal responsibility. In the few minutes that we have, if you wouldn't mind just kind of talking about how you begin to transfer someone's responsibility from you as a coach to them as an individual?
That's a great question. That's the most important piece, is helping somebody learn to be accountable to themselves. Because we are there to, like you said, guide. And a little teaching things, but the real teaching comes from the Habits of Health system. It's our job to guide them to where to find the correct information to really assist them in making a difference. But it's them having, learning the system and then creating those new habits that are going to help them for themselves. So it's monitoring themselves once they've lost the weight, making sure that they're weekly doing that, weekly check-ins, sending an email to your coach, creating that system that's going to assist them in being successful long-term, not short-term, and then being able to say, okay, these are the results that I'm looking for, and so what are the steps I'm going to have to take, and really using the exercises in the Habits of Health system, using the structural tension charts, all of those things that are going to help them realize that they can be successful and that there is that support out there, so if they slip, no problem. But to acknowledge that and to be honest and take a good hard look at themselves and go, hey, I really want this long term and I'm going to make a difference for me and my family because I want to be around for my family. I want to be able to be, no matter what age I am, either with my family now as my kids are growing up or with my grandchildren, whatever that is, wherever stage of life that you're in, to be able to be the best that you can be, to live it to the fullest that you can, because it is so short and it can go away so quickly if we don't really watch where we're going.
Jill, people are struggling today with addictions to food and addictions to so many things. We've got about a minute left. If you wouldn't mind just sharing with people how to, I know in your professional coaching career, you did a lot with addictions and those kinds of situations. How would you help somebody move their life from an addiction to food to a life of optimal health?
Oh, you gave me a minute. Thanks.
Yep, quick. No. Go.
Again, it's that accountability piece and acknowledging what it is that I am and being really honest. Because until you get honest with yourself and you say, yes, I have a problem, and then I go seek the help that I have to have. And sometimes it's not and this system, actually, the way that we eat assists all types of addictions because it keeps blood sugar level, and keeping the blood sugar level is a huge piece in helping anybody with any type of addiction, whether it be food, drugs, alcohol, whatever. That's one of the biggest pieces, doesn't matter what it is. So,
Jill, thank you so much for being on. Thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been a real delight to have you.
Thank you.
Make sure you tell Dr. Make sure you tell Dr. Winsey that we said hello as well.
I certainly will.
You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health. I'm Russ McCann, your host. I'd again like to invite you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Explore all of the amazing information that's there. You can also listen to past episodes of this show by clicking on Healthcasts and listen to all the amazing guests that we've had since our maiden voyage back on December 8th, 2010. I'd like to thank Jill for being on the show today. What an amazing story, a real powerhouse. Like I said, she has more energy than the Energizer Bunny and is really making a difference in people's lives. And I really am blessed to know her and to have had an opportunity to meet her. And she's just been an inspiration to many people all over the country as they begin to create this amazing life of optimal health. You know, Dr. A's mission, we've been talking with him over the last couple of weeks about this big, hairy, audacious goal about building a healthy America. And it's a cycle that as a country we've gotten into where we're losing and gaining weight, losing and gaining weight, trying program after program, diet after diet, surgery after surgery, and really not getting to the core issue of the changes that we need to make in our life so that we live a longer, healthier life. And Dr. Anderson, using the Habits of Health, an amazing book that can really provide you with a step-by-step process. One of the very first steps, though, is reaching a healthy weight. And Jill and I have been talking a little bit about, can you eat every 3 hours? If you can, it's just that simple. And somebody might say, you know, I'm not sure if I can eat every 3 hours. You know, I'm working, I'm traveling, I'm on the go. I don't have time to be fixing food and preparing meals and those kind of things. What's really great about the health program, the 5-in-1 program that's the initial part of losing weight, is that 5 of the meals that you're going to eat, 5 of the 6 meals that you're going to eat during the day are all healthy grab-and-go items. You know, there's a shake, there's pudding, there's pancakes, there's a brownie that's microwaved in a minute and 15 seconds. There's protein bars with a wide variety of flavors. There's pretzels and cheese puffs. And you can only imagine, there's about 85 different flavors of the healthy grab-and-go items. They're called portion control meal replacements. And they are just that. They are portion controlled to give you the right amount of calories, about 100 to 110 calories, with the right amount of proteins and carbohydrates, vitamins and minerals, the right amounts of sugars, healthy fats, the things that you need in your day-to-day diet to make sure that your body is functioning at its optimum. And so these healthy grab-and-go items can be mixed and matched. 5 of them are so easy and so convenient, and all you really have to do is worry about preparing one healthy meal on your own. And that meal is so simple. It is a healthy meal of salad and protein, lean protein, or vegetable and lean protein. I'll give you a good example. Denise and I had the other night, we put out on the barbecue, we did a nice lean tri-tip. We had a nice salad with lots of really great vegetables, a terrific dressing that was low calorie, low fat, low carbohydrate, but had a lot of flavor. And what a great meal it was. And not only were we able to prepare the meal in just a few short minutes, the cleanup was amazing. And of course, Denise realized the cleanup was amazing because I did the dishes. Can we go on record today and say I did the dishes? Well, it's just so simple. When you're creating a healthy meal, you're not making a lot of pots and pans with gravies and sauces and things that aren't good for us. We're really learning how to eat more from the ground, more whole foods, more of the right kinds of foods, and making sure that as we begin to make lean, healthy choices in our protein. I love shrimp. You can have 7 ounces of cooked shrimp on the reaching healthy weight part of this program. 7 ounces, that's about 13 or 14 pieces of large shrimp along with a nice salad or some asparagus, something that's really healthy for you. And so the question that I have for you today is, are you going to be fit or fat? And I don't mean that in a derogatory manner. I really mean fat is just simply storing of extra energy. And so all of the fat cells are there designed to store in our bodies, or our bodies were designed to store that energy so that we could survive in the wild. Well, we don't really have to survive in the wild anymore. We're living in pretty comfortable situations. Food is plentiful, maybe even too convenient and too fast as we go through the drive-thru. But we need to learn how to make better choices. And the choice is really yours. Do you want to create a healthy life and be physically fit? Or are you going to store energy and sit on the couch and watch life go by? The value that this program at Habits of Health and the Take Shape for Life coaching system, the value in the whole program is your health coach. And you can certainly tell by listening to Jill and all the other guests on this program that are coaches, that they're passionate about helping you move your life forward. And all they're going to do is steer your life in a direction that is positive, that helps you stay focused, that helps you celebrate on the things that you're accomplishing in your life. And as you begin to organize your life around the things that matter most, your coach gets to celebrate with you, and it is so rewarding. And I can tell you, as a health coach, we're absolutely free to you on this program. There's no additional cost other than the cost of your initial meal plan, using the 5-in-1, those 5 meal replacements and the 1 lean and green meal that you prepare on your own. Your coach is there for free and is there at your disposal anytime to help you through those challenges during the day. Too often we try to go on a diet, we try to go on a program, we try to do it on our own, and we fail. And so as we're incorporating healthy eating habits, we're becoming more physically active through exercise, we're learning how to sleep better through Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health sleeping system. And at the very center of all of this, the cog in the wheel that begins to make this whole thing work is your health coach. And so choosing optimal health is a choice that you get to make. In fact, I'd like you to make that choice today. If you could choose a life of optimal health, would you choose it today? And I would encourage you to definitely get connected with us here at Habits of Health Talk Radio, and we will help you begin creating and incorporating the Habits of Health lifestyle system using those 6 steps: preparing for the journey, reaching a healthy weight, transitioning to a healthier whole foods program, developing lifelong habits of health, optimizing your physical body for your age, and at the end of all of this, you get to live a longer, healthier life. You're going to lose weight, for sure. However, what you're going to really gain is health. And you get to take personal responsibility and take personal pride in the fact that you made the decision, got connected with a health coach who began to move your life in a direction that is a healthy way, but more importantly, it puts you in full control of your life, and you get to organize your life around the things that matter most. You get to not only transform your body, but you get to transform your life. This program is broadcast on the Transformation Radio Network. This is a whole program about teaching you how to transform your body, transform your life, and really put your life in motion. All right, so how do you get started? Very simply, make the decision today to take control of your health. I'd like you to visit our website, click on the link that says a free consultation with a health coach, and we'll make sure that you get connected with a certified health coach who will help you get connected to the Habits of Health lifestyle system and help you order the meals that you need to during the initial weight loss phase to move your life forward. And then beyond that, you'll get connected with a health coach who will provide you with the support you need. And I would encourage you, if you're listening to the radio program today, think about all the other people in your life, a family friend, somebody that you work with, a daughter, a son, a mother, a father, somebody else that needs help and is willing to go on this program with you. I would encourage you to get on the system, work with your health coach, and begin to not only transform your life, but begin to transform the lives around you. We talked about the state of our country. Children are morbidly obese at such an early age. Diabetes among young adults is rampant. Let's make a change and help Dr. Anderson make a healthier America. I'd like to thank my co-host, Certainly Dr. Wayne Anderson, who is out traveling around creating this mission to get America healthy. My special guest, Jill Grieber, thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing your mission to create the habits of health. And as always, I'd like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in today. Please join me next Wednesday for more insight about creating the habits of health in your life. Remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Get connected with us right here on Habits of Health Talk Radio, and we will help you create a healthier, longer life. Go out and have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book Dr. A's Habits of Health and How to Reach a Healthy Weight and Create Optimal Health for the Rest of Your Life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.